Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Principal Jared Hardy of Carbon High School. So many things are always going on at Carbon High School, and you know, the believe it or not, we are getting closer and closer to the end of the year as it just so happens. I know it's January, but May's going to be here before we know it. We're going to talk a construction update. They're oh so close to being finished up there and getting things somewhat back to normal at Carbon High School. Then we had to move the prom, and we wanted to talk about that and touch on that issue and why it was moved and those kinds of things. We've got a parent-teacher conference that's getting ready to happen, and we're going to talk spring sports. Like I said, it's right around the corner. Principal Hardy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start off with construction, because you guys are getting really close up there, aren't you?
We are. We're able to get into most of our new arts wing. Our choir class, our band classes, and our drama classes are all in their new classrooms. We're just finishing up the new visual arts room. It will be opening really soon, and Grand Canyon's just around the corner, and we're getting there. Our new dance room's about finished as well, and so once we get everything all finished up, we're going to invite the public in and do an open house so everybody can come and see.
And really what you've done is you've always referred to it as, or they've been referring to it as, the Fine Arts Wing, and that's what you've done. Mm-hmm. For those that may know where the old office was, that's where the visual arts room is going, is what I've been told.
Yes, yeah.
And then you'll have visual arts and band and choir and drama all down on that end of the school, and that's exactly what you've done. You've created a wing, and in talking with Assistant Principal Pay, he was in, oh, probably a couple weeks ago, we were talking about that, the things that they've done to the auditorium are definitely, one, things that need to be done and have needed to be done for quite some time, and are going to make it so much easier and nicer to do any productions or go to a concert or anything down there on that end. So it's going to be great, and I'm really looking forward to going to the open house and seeing what they've done up there.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's really coming along well. You know, we're the new stuff, the students are loving it that we have open now, and they're excited for what we got coming.
Well, that's part of the deal, is at least getting them excited when things are going to happen. That's a good part of a good chunk of the deal. And speaking of getting them excited, let's talk about prom. Was it Monday or Tuesday you guys made the announcement that you're going to move prom? And there's always, you know, we talked about the fact that there are always so many moving parts to getting a prom, especially in the spring, with all the sports and everything that and the activities that go on, to making it to where a minimal amount of students miss the prom. And that's really what was happening here. So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah, where we had it scheduled, we had five activities scheduled that day. You know, that's not any control of the coaches. It's, you know, with the spring sports truncated schedule, they have to get games in when they can, and St. George tournaments are always a big part of that, and they don't control what weekends those are on. And where we had prom, we were going to have close to 300 students that wouldn't have been able to attend. And so we've moved it to the 17th, which is a Thursday night, but we have a professional development day for teachers on the 18th, so students don't have school the next day. And so, and that day we actually had no activities. It's one of the few days. So we want to get as many students to prom as we can that want to come. And so we didn't want to force that many students to make a choice between prom and participating in the activities they want to do.
And I think, as you said, with them being off that Friday, it makes it a lot easier. It really does. So prom has been moved to March 17th.
Correct.
And then the kids don't have school Friday. So it's mm-hmm. it's almost like having it on a weekend, really.
Correct. Yep.
Very good for that. Now, we've got a parent-teacher conference coming up that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, we have our a third quarter parent-teacher conference coming up on February 28th and March 1st. That's Monday, Tuesday. And we'll go from 4 to 7 each of those nights. So as the parents look forward, they can hopefully plan on coming in to talk with their teachers and find out where their students are at.
And so that's coming up. And let's talk about, because we mentioned the fact that, you know, May's going to be here before we know it. And you were telling me that, you know, the state championship basketball game is the 26th of February, and baseball starts February 28th. So that's how quickly a turnaround into spring sports is, and it's gonna be busy, but it's gonna be fun. It really is.
Yeah. And it's fun for the kids because, you know, they start to get excited as spring comes. Spring fever really hits the students as it starts to warm up. And the spring sports and winding down the year, it just gets to be a busy time of year, but it's really fun for everybody.
And so we look forward to that. We look forward to the end of the basketball season and then looking forward to baseball, softball, track and field starts up. And you've got that whole row and gamut of springtime sports. So it'll be over before you know it.
It will. It goes so fast. It goes faster when you're an adult than when you're a kid.
It always does. But then, especially the weekends for some reason.
That's true.
Principal Jared Hardy with Carbon High School, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming and chatting with us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
No problem.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.73 FM and 750 AM.